Moving on, I know Director, you'll be with us here for the Nest Predator Bounty Program Renewal and Youth Giveaway.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the action item, we have a resolution in your book. I believe it's page 48. It'd be agenda item number 22. And you will find a resolution in your commission book. It'd be under the Wildlife tab. I believe is where that. And this has to do with the Nest Predator Bounty Program. And certainly many of you have been in conversations over the years about this program. You're all fully aware of the program. It has been in place for 4 years. It's been a very popular program amongst many of our folks across the state. When we look back in time, trapping has been a livelihood. It's been an outdoor recreational opportunity. It's also a venue to get people in the outdoors, and we've heard numerous stories over the last 4 years about the program and how we've gotten additional youth into the outdoors as part of the trapping program. When we look at over time in the program, how it has evolved and changed a little bit, primarily the youth aspect of it, and that was always one of the elements, obviously, as part of the program. The primary purpose, removing predators to help bolster nest success, nest production of ground nesting birds, in particular waterfowl and pheasants across the state. The youth participation and getting families and kids in the outdoors is certainly another piece of that and a goal of that. Again, it's fun to share when we look at the youth piece of it. We've seen it start from the first year at about 10% participation this last year, up to 32% participation by youth. And we've seen that steady growth in that and the participation. Part of that was a slight modification that you, the commission, made to the program 2 years ago with implementation last year, where the first month, the month of March, was for youth only under the age of 18. We saw over 140 youth just participate during the month of March last year during that. And again, that was something that was brought forward by you, the commission, for that opportunity for engaging youth in that. So you will see a resolution in front of you in respect to the Nest Predator Bounty Program. What you have in front of you today is to continue this program for the next 4 years. The past, we have talked about it basically on an annual basis. The last resolution you passed was for a 2-year time frame. What we're bringing forward to you here today is continuation of the program for 4 years, basically under the same framework that it has been operated and implemented the last couple of years. We've heard numerous comments. You had folks comment yesterday in the public notice as well, in the open forum on the particular program. And one piece that I just want to clarify again, when we talk about the program, the Nest Predator Bounty Program, it is not the same as setting administrative rule. This is not going in administrative rule, so all the notifications of how soon it has to be out, the necessary steps, it's a program within the agency, and the resolution in front of you, no different than past years. We're bringing this forward to you to have the conversation, have the opportunity for you to speak to the public on this, and then take the action showing the support and moving forward with the program. So again, it's not the same as promulgating rules and going through the whole rule process for a program such as this. So Madam Chair and Commissioners, in front of you have Resolution 23-01, again, respect to the Nest Predator Bounty Program. As I just mentioned, the program goal focuses on increasing nest success and removing those predators. In particular, we know from a lot of our users out there, they're doing it in an intensive level at a local level, and that's where the difference can be made. And we certainly know that just from hearing stories and some of the individuals that we've spoken to over the years. So again, the format of the program moving forward would be the similar framework that we currently used like last year. It'd be at $10 per tail for the bounty part of it, not to exceed the $500,000. It would be for residents only of South Dakota. Again, those participants under the age of 18 or landowners would not be required to have a license. All other participants must have some type of license just to be engaged in the outdoors. Again, the month of March would be for youth only under 18, and then beginning on April 1 through the rest of the time frame through July 1 would be available to all ages. And again, some of the goals you'll see at the very bottom there, again, would be looking at the number of not exceeding the 50,000 nest predators. We want to continue to expand the South Dakota or Ethics South Dakota program. Again, this is that trapping program that we've implemented. High level of participation. Kids get really excited learning about the trapping. Trapping program has been very successful, especially like at our outdoor campuses. And we want to continue to have that participation from the youth sector of it as well, to continue to instill the trapping tradition in South Dakota, getting outdoors and enjoying outdoor recreational opportunities. So, Madam Chair, you'll see the resolution 23-01 in front of you. We would ask for your favorable support. Pass the resolution. We are set and ready to implement the program starting March 1, no different than we have in the past couple of years, and have this resolution in front of you. So with that, I'd try to answer any questions that you may have and go from there. So, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any questions? Commissioner Whitmire.
Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you, Tom. I'm excited to see this come back. I'm fully supportive of the four-year extension. I mean, we in the past talked about it, I think, just for a year, and then we did 2 years after two individuals. And myself, I'm extremely supportive of this. It's kind of a unique and interesting meeting we've had in the last 2 days. You know, we talked about the mountain goats, for example, yesterday, and how we brought in seven, I believe it was, back in the early 1900s, and quickly, over a short amount of time, I don't know how many years it was, I don't have perfect recollection, but that grew into hundreds. And today, we can't even maintain just on their own. I mean, they're on a decline due to predators. I mean, we acknowledge that the habitat has changed because of the trees having grown, and it's harder for them to escape predators, but you know, you peel back all the layers on this thing, and ultimately, trapping was here first. South Dakota came along in 1889 with a heavy trapping experience in history, and so we had a flourishing at that time. You know, for those folks that would have been, fur trade was really strong, and that's what brought folks to this Dakota territories in the first place. Talking to others on the commission, some remember when they made the profits of fur trade was, even on their ranches, was more profitable than what they were doing at the ranch and the farms and stuff. And I've heard that back in my areas as well. But so trapping was here first. So we had a thriving activity, I guess, to control predators. And over the years, as those fur trade prices went down, the trapping and hunting of predators isn't as strong as it was, and we saw the results. We saw, you know, how in 1919 we had a pheasant hunt, the first pheasant hunt in the state, and which again was after a short amount of time for the, you know, the pheasants flourished in a habitat that didn't have a lot of predators, and so recognizing that, I'm very, very proud that we looked at that as a state, and support from all levels of government and looking at this and funding this, and on the $500,000, that's the best way to spend $500,000 on the habitat. We've got so much habitat out there, but to enhance what we've got by reducing those predators, that is the best way to spend. And I don't know what the magic number is, but I think we've got a good number here with the $500,000. I'm glad we're spending that much, and that number is very good, and I'm very pleased to see those that are participating, contributing, and being part of that. So I guess that's my thoughts. But yeah, again, I'm very supportive, so thank you.
Commissioner Bartley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Tom, for the presentation and the background and things on this predator program. And I'm fully supportive as well, not only, you know, to save the nests and whatnot of the wildlife, you know, because that's clearly where we come from here, but I think as in agriculture, farmers and ranchers, you know, also are concerned with these predators, because not only are they destroying the nests and, you know, inhibiting the growth of these wildlife birds and whatnot, but they also affect the agricultural, our way of life, because they are damaging to crops and our stores and things of that nature as well. So I think it's twofold. on my part, you know, to support, you know, making sure these nests survive, and it's good for hunting in South Dakota, but I think it's also good for agriculture as well. So I appreciate the department putting this forward and the governor's office as well.
Any other comments? Tom, just a question. I know we've talked about some of the different offices around the state will provide traps for folks. Could you just remind me what that is?
Yes, Madam Chair. So aside from the bounty program itself, the Nest Predator Bounty Program, we have, as an agency for years, we have what we call boner traps at multiple of our regional offices and district offices where individuals, in particular at farmsteads, as Commissioner Bartling just described, may have some nuisance animals that are causing damage or something, then they, for whatever reason, do not have a trap. And most of the traps that we have are live traps also that we loan out for a short amount of time. They will come to our office, pick up one or two, sign them out essentially, utilize them to try to address the issue, and then bring them back. And so we've provided that service for quite some time, probably going back several decades, to be quite honest with you. And it's a service that we provide for those that don't necessarily have their own or only need it for a short amount of time. And so we call it a loaner trap program. We sign them out, they utilize them, and then they bring them back. So it's another service that we can provide to individuals, whether they're landowners, farmers, or even somebody that has to address a nuisance animal that are within the setting of a talent setting as well.
One other question for you, and I don't want to excuse me, put you on the spot. I too am in support of this for just getting our kids outside. But I know it is to help increase those pheasant numbers. Is there any type of a summary so we have a good idea of what those pheasant numbers look like since this program has been put in place? Are we seeing an increase?
Madam Chair, so there's no specific study that we do or survey that shows or indicates the numbers reflected one way or another based on the activity and the participation in the program itself. What we do know is that at a local level, when somebody is doing intensive trapping at a local level that has the habitat there to support the critters as well, this can significantly bolster the success of the nest, in particular what we're focusing on here. Very difficult to show it on the whole statewide perspective, but at that local level where that intensity happens during the right time of the year in conjunction with the habitat, as Commissioner Whitmire described as well, it can be a very effective tool in enhancing the nest success. And so a lot of these folks that participate in the program are doing it at that local level and the high intensity on their properties for those purposes and those goals.
Commissioner Spring.
Tom, at one time they talked of maybe giving more traps away to the young people for this program. Is that still on, or what's on that?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Spring, so when you look back on the program itself, we did do a trap giveaway in the very first year of the program, and that is something that we are looking at again, in particular at the youth level. And again, in just a moment here, we are going to talk about the weekly trap giveaway that we do at the youth level and the youth that do participate in the program itself. And in that last couple of years in that youth giveaway, we do give away traps there also and on a weekly basis, but we're looking at opportunities to do more of that, in particular for a youth level as well. So,
any other questions at this point? No other questions, so we would need a motion to adopt the resolution.
Move to adopt.
Moved by Whitmire, second by Spring. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And the resolution is adopted.
Madam Chair, we appreciate that and thank you for your continued support of the program. One last item that we do have in relation to the Nest Predator Bounty Program, and Commissioner Spring just brought it up as I answered his question about the weekly trap giveaway, has been a really exciting and fun extra aspect of the program itself. Youth that have participated over in the program the last couple of years, we did a weekly giveaway. All kids and youth that participate, their name is in the drawing and goes throughout the Nest Predator Bounty Program timeframe. The last couple of years, we've given away 3 traps, a book, a knife, and a couple of things like that. And it's been very, very receptive of those youth. They're very excited about those opportunities. So that being said, I am going to ask Emmett Keiser, our regional supervisor from down in the Sioux Falls office, to join on right now, and he is on virtually. What we bring forward to you today is a request from our agency and staff and working with a family to actually rename the trap giveaway program for the youth. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Regional Supervisor Emmett Keiser to give you a little bit of introduction, a little background on this, and then what it asked for your consideration and support of renaming the trap giveaway program on a weekly basis. So, Emmett, are you on?
I am, Tom. Thank you so much, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, great to join you this morning. I am going to talk a little bit about the enhancement that we made to the youth trap giveaway, moving it into a more of a recruitment type program where we're going to provide trapping gear as a starter kit. Joining me this morning, and you see a picture of a young man who took his first deer last year. His name is Benton Howe. Benton's family members, I believe his father Nathan, his mother Betsy, and his uncle Ryan are going to be joining us this morning, and I'm going to ask them to say a few words about Benton and his love of the outdoors. Benton was tragically killed in an accident last spring, actually while participating in the youth program. Our agency was contacted by Benton's uncle Ryan Howell, and he visited with Jeremy Rowe, and Jeremy visited with me, and we kind of went back and forth. And given Benton's zeal for the outdoors and his strong participation in the program and his efforts to really go beyond just participating himself, he was serving as a mentor to young brothers and some friends and just really enjoyed the outdoors, the farm life. Benton and his family operate a dairy farm in the Sherman, South Dakota area. And so as you can imagine, I had to kind of pull them off of chores this morning to get them to on the call, and we're so happy they were here. Just a little description of the trap giveaway. Tom mentioned it earlier that we do have a weekly trap giveaway, and we've given the trappers, the youth trappers, a few items, but we've enhanced that giveaway to now form a raccoon trapping starter kit that will be named in Benton's honor, and recognizing his not only participation and zeal for the outdoors, but also to recognize his mentorship. So there'll be 6 dog-proof raccoon traps, a DP set tool, some crown stakes, a stake driver, some J hooks, some raccoon bait to attract the raccoons, a knife, again, a trapping booklet on trapping techniques. And then as part of that kit, in our honoring of Benton and naming the program after him, our plan would be to include a little write-up and a photo of Benton to ensure that folks understand the important role of mentorship and youth participation. It was first that Ryan Howe, Benton's uncle, reached out to Jeremy Rowe, and we discussed some ways to honor Benton and his life at the outdoor campus. Of course, we are very engaged in youth mentorship and lots of participants, different programs, and Ryan was aware of that and reaching out to us. In fact, we've had some donations from the Howe family to our program, stemming from the tragic loss of Benton. But it's my pleasure to be able to bring forward today a recommendation to name the youth trapping recruitment drawing in Benton Howe's name, and And joining me today, as I said, I think Nathan Fenton's father and his uncle Ryan are on the phone together, and I believe his mom Betsy is joining us from another line. She works for the Harrison School District, so I would ask them to maybe click on their video at the lower left-hand corner and join us. I see Betsy coming on. Betsy, thanks for joining us today. We are very happy to have you as part of the program, and hope Ryan and Nathan can jump in as well. But if you would tell us a little bit about your son, Benton, and his love of the outdoors and how he came to get engaged in the outdoors.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Can everybody hear me okay?
We can.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Nathan and Ryan are having some trouble getting on. They're texting me on the side, so they may join in halfway through. But first of all, I just want to say thank you guys for, considering this. We are very humbled and honored. This is very overwhelming. This is a situation that we hope that nobody has to be put into, but we're trying to find ways to still honor Benton and his legacy. So Benton really took to the outdoors these last couple years. As you can see in his picture, he got his first mentor tag last year. So he was able, my dad was the one who got the mentor tag for him. But the night that he shot his doe, his dad actually got to be there with him. So it was pretty cool. He was excited. His uncle Ryan does some taxidermy work too. So he got to get his first head boiled and everything. So he was super thrilled on cloud nine with all of that. He really took to the trapping stuff this last year. You talk about a dedicated kid who got up every day before school to go check his traps and then reported back to us every day about what was in there. The joy and the excitement that he had was just infectious with it. He does have two younger brothers now that are getting into that same age. Benton was the oldest of the three, so he kind of, like you said, was their caretaker and their mentor with all of this. So he's really with it too. He would have been in sixth grade this year, so lots of buddies here in the Garrison area too that he got involved. We've had some people that are bringing in, coming and asking us for some events traps just to get them started with it. They want to do something in his honor. They are asking Nathan and Ryan for tips. How can I get more? How can I get more? So a lot of these kids donated their actual earnings from the trapping program to the scholarship that we named in his memory as well. So I know there's more than people than us that are just excited. So we appreciate you guys considering this more than you know.
Thank you very much, Betsy. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Nathan and Ryan, see you guys around. Certainly want to give you an opportunity as well. You were the mentors, the ones that got young Benton started in the outdoors, and especially with the trap line. And tell us a little bit about your experiences as a mentor and how that helped encourage that participation in the outdoors on Benton's part.
Gentlemen, we cannot hear you. It shows that you're not muted, but we can't hear what you're saying. Sorry.
Well, why don't we as a commission, I know some of us on the commission would like to share a few thoughts while Nathan, if you can see if you can get the microphone to work, we'll throw it to some of us here on the commission for a few minutes. Oh? We may try to call a phone as well, so stand by there. Commissioners, any comments right now while we wait? I know first, I want to thank both of you, Nathan and Betsy and the Howe family. Certainly a difficult thing to do. And I know us as commissioners are honored that you're coming to us with this request. You are exactly what we want to see in South Dakota families, getting those kids out, engaging in the great outdoor opportunities that our state has to offer and doing it as a family. What a difficult thing to go through, and your bravery to come forward today and share Benton's story. And I know I'm certainly honored to be able to rename this after Benton. And I'm going to let some of the commissioners talk here in a few minutes. We'll see if we can get Nathan's microphone working, because I know we'd sure love to hear from Dad as well.
Nathan was extremely, extremely excited with this draft. He's always seen me and his dad do it over the years with Sweet Corn and then the program started. And he was always around the farm and seeing it. So then he wanted to get involved, and he was just actually, you know, his passion for it was going to go on forever. So it was really cool to watch him be able to do it on his own and not needing help from us. Once he learned how to set him, where to set him, he was pretty much on his own.
Well, we thank you, gentlemen, also. Is there anything else you'd like to share? For joining us. Appreciate you guys calling in and joining the meeting today.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, Emmett, for that. Sometimes technology is our friend and sometimes it is not, but we made it work, so thank you. I know we've got some commissioners that would like to visit with you as well, so Commissioner Locken.
Yes, Commissioner Locken here. I could hear you. It came through what you said. I really appreciate the comments. I grew up on a farm, same kind of deal. Couldn't wait to get outside every night after school and in the morning. And it's an honor for us to acknowledge you got your family and really appreciate it.
Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling here. Again, thank you folks for everything. We appreciate and we're honored to move forward with this with you. My husband grew up trapping as well as his brothers. My grandsons are now into it, and so it's really nice to see this continue on with in families, and certainly your family is sets a big example for families all across our great state, and encouraging youth to continue and to do this in your son's honor is just a great honor for me personally as well as the commission. And so thank you for everything you do, and God bless you all.
Any final thoughts from commissioners? At this point, I would entertain a motion.
So moved.
Moved by Bartling.
Second
by Whitmire. The motion to adopt the request to rename the trapping program in honor of Benton Howe. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Congratulations. It is adopted, and God bless all of you.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks for joining us today.
We know you had a busy day. Thank you for joining the commission meeting this morning and being part of this. So have a great day, and again, bless all of you and take care.